not know how to pronounce her name, but this is an Asian group. I tell you what, they are putting down some great sounds. And we'll definitely be hearing some more from them. What are you thinking so far, though, ladies and gentlemen? Is prostitution psychologically harmful for prostitutes? And again, a variation of that question. Would you say that it is psychologically harmful for some prostitutes while not being harmful, psychologically harmful, to other prostitutes? What are your thoughts about it? Okay, let's hear some more of the pros and the cons. And we'll go to a pro again. This is our third pro. Again, they're saying yes, prostitution is psychologically harmful to prostitutes. Dr. PhD, Dr. Hilary Surratt, in a study titled The Connections of Mental Health Problems, Violent Life Experiences, and the Social Milieu of the Stroll with the HIV Risk Behaviors of Female Street Sex Workers, July 2005, Journal of Psychology and Human Sexuality. This is what she wrote. This study documented elevated prevalence rates of current depression and anxiety among the sample of street-based female sex workers. These data are supported by similar studies reporting high levels of past year depressive symptoms in 64% to 70% of street sex workers, and well exceed the rates of current depression in both incarcerated women, to the tune of 10%, and women in the general population, to the tune of 5% to 9%. So again, they're talking about rates of depression, depressive symptoms found in these three groups of women. For incarcerated women, 10% dealing with depression. Women in the general population, 5% to 9%. For street workers, 64% to 70%. 64 to 70, 64% to 70%. Moreover, these levels of depressive symptoms are significantly higher than those of other female drug users who are not necessarily sex workers. For example, in a study of 420 African-American females out of treatment drug users in St. Louis, only 11% reported depression during the past month. All right, here's our third con, saying, you know, we are convinced that prostitution is not psychologically harmful to prostitutes. This is from Diana Hsieh, who wrote The Psychology of Prostitution, 2003. She stated that certainly streetwalkers are not paragons of mental health. In other words, she's up front letting us know, hey, we don't expect streetwalkers to be the people with the best mental health. They're not the paragons of mental health, but it is doubtful that prostitution made them that way. What of the higher end prostitutes? And some women may be drawn to the profession due to past sexual abuse or some such, but even if they are thereby damaged further, prostitution cannot really be blamed for the negative outcome. And some women might be dispositionally unsuited for the profession, such that they would be damaged if they entered it. But none of these facts shows that the profession is itself psychologically harmful. It might be positively beneficial for some women in some circumstances, or at least no more psychologically harmful and much more lucrative, she adds, than alternative professions. That might sound, you know, a little crass, but I've heard some prostitutes, a number of prostitutes who are in it because they want to be in it, say that they love the income. They love that income, don't want to trade it. They're doing what they enjoy doing, and they're being well paid for it. I've heard prostitutes who are in it because they want to be in it say that they're there and they're working towards retirement, just like people in other fields. Saving up money for retirement and enjoying what they're doing in the process. So I'm just saying, don't try not to be too hard on her when she talks about the lucrative aspect of people being involved in the sex industry. She's not being insensitive. She's looking at a whole nother side of it that is very, very real for some prostitutes. Okay. Should prostitution be made legal? Let's get back to that one when we come back. And here, I guess you could say we can look at, you know, the focus isn't so narrow. The topic we were just looking at was by design a narrow one. Is it psychologically harmful? And that's the only thing that we really want to focus on. All right, now we get to broaden the scope of study or consideration here. Because now we're just asking the question, should it be made legal? We'll return to that one in just a few minutes.